Understanding executive presence. Executive presence is the invisible yet powerful quality that separates true leaders from merely competent managers. It's the ability to command attention, inspire confidence, and influence decisions through your mere presence in a room. This intangible quality combines confidence, credibility, and charisma in a way that makes others naturally want to follow your lead. Executive presence isn't about being the loudest voice or the most extroverted personality. Instead, it's about developing a commanding yet approachable demeanor that signals competence and trustworthiness. Research consistently shows that professionals with strong executive presence are more likely to be promoted, earn higher salaries, and successfully lead organizational change initiatives. The modern workplace demands leaders who can navigate complexity with grace, communicate with clarity under pressure, and inspire teams through uncertainty. Developing executive presence has become essential for anyone aspiring to senior leadership roles, regardless of their industry or organizational level. The three pillars of executive presence. Executive presence rests on three fundamental pillars that work in harmony to create a powerful leadership presence. Understanding and developing each of these components is crucial for building authentic authority. Appearance and visual impact. Your visual presentation serves as the first impression and sets the stage for how others perceive your competence. This goes beyond expensive clothing or perfect grooming. It's about presenting yourself in a way that aligns with your role and the expectations of your environment. Professional appearance signals respect for your position and your audience. This includes not only your clothing choices but also your posture, facial expressions, and overall energy. Leaders with strong executive presence understand that their appearance should enhance rather than distract from their message. The key is consistency and appropriateness. Your visual presentation should remain professional and polished across different contexts, whether you're presenting to the board, meeting with direct reports, or representing your organization at external events. Communication excellence. How you communicate both verbally and non-verbally forms the core of your executive presence. Effective communication in executive presence involves speaking with clarity, listening actively, and adapting your message to your audience. Masters of executive presence know how to use their voice as an instrument of influence. They speak with conviction but avoid being dogmatic, ask thoughtful questions that demonstrate strategic thinking, and know when silence can be more powerful than words. Your communication style should reflect both confidence and humility. This balance allows you to share your expertise while remaining open to input from others, creating an environment where collaboration thrives. Gravitas and emotional intelligence. Gravitas represents the weight and substance behind your presence. It's the quality that makes people take you seriously and trust your judgment, especially in challenging situations. Building this component requires developing deep self-awareness, emotional regulation, and the ability to remain calm under pressure. Leaders with gravitas demonstrate consistency in their values and decision-making processes. They don't let emotions hijack their responses, and they maintain their composure even when facing criticism or unexpected challenges. Building self-awareness and confidence. The journey to developing executive presence begins with honest self-assessment. You cannot project authentic confidence if you are unclear about your strengths, weaknesses, and leadership style. Self-awareness forms the foundation upon which all other aspects of executive presence are built. Start by seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, mentors, and direct reports. Ask specific questions about how you come across in meetings, presentations, and one-on-one interactions. Pay attention to patterns in the feedback. These often reveal blind spots that could be limiting your leadership effectiveness. Confidence in executive presence doesn't mean never showing vulnerability or uncertainty. Instead, it means being comfortable with who you are while continuously working to improve. Authentic leaders acknowledge when they don't have all the answers and demonstrate confidence in their ability to find solutions or assemble the right team to address challenges. Develop a practice of regular self-reflection. Consider keeping a leadership journal where you document challenging situations, your responses, and lessons learned. This practice helps you identify patterns in your behavior and track your progress in developing executive presence. Mastering communication and presentation skills. Effective communication is perhaps the most visible aspect of executive presence. Leaders who command respect know how to articulate their vision clearly, engage their audience, and adapt their communication style to different situations and stakeholders. Verbal communication mastery. Your speaking style significantly impacts how others perceive your leadership capabilities. Persuasive presentation skills involve more than just having good content. They require understanding how to deliver your message with impact. Practice speaking with measured pace and intentional pauses. Rushing through your words can signal nervousness or lack of confidence, while speaking too slowly might lose your audience's attention. Find the rhythm that allows your key messages to resonate. Use concrete examples and stories to illustrate abstract concepts. Leaders with strong executive presence are often skilled storytellers who can make complex ideas accessible and memorable. They understand that people connect with narratives more readily than with data alone. Active listening and engagement. Executive presence isn't just about speaking, it's equally about listening. Leaders who truly command respect demonstrate genuine interest in others' perspectives and ask thoughtful follow-up questions. When you listen actively, you gather valuable information that can inform better decisions. You also signal respect for others' expertise and create an environment where people feel heard and valued. Maintaining natural conversation flow requires balancing speaking and listening, ensuring that interactions feel collaborative rather than one-sided. Body language and nonverbal authority. Your body language communicates volumes before you even speak. Leaders with strong executive presence understand how to use their physical presence to reinforce their verbal messages and project confidence. Posture and physical presence. Your posture is a powerful indicator of confidence and authority. Stand tall with your shoulders back, but avoid appearing rigid or uncomfortable. Your physical stance should convey openness and approachability while maintaining a sense of command. When sitting, choose positions that allow you to engage fully with others. Avoid slouching or appearing distracted. Your physical presence should signal that you are fully present and engaged in the conversation or meeting. Strategic use of gestures and movement. Authoritative body language techniques can enhance your executive presence when used appropriately. Purposeful gestures can emphasize key points and help you appear more dynamic and engaging. However, be mindful of nervous habits or repetitive movements that might distract from your message. The goal is to use movement and gestures that support rather than detract from your communication. Managing nervousness and building composure. Even the most seasoned leaders experience nervousness in high-stakes situations. What distinguishes those with strong executive presence is their ability to manage these feelings and maintain composure under pressure. Preparation as confidence builder. Thorough preparation is one of the most effective antidotes to nervousness. When you know your material inside and out, you can focus on delivery and engagement rather than worrying about forgetting important points. Prepare not just your content, but also your responses to potential questions or challenges. Anticipating various scenarios helps you feel more in control and reduces anxiety about the unknown. Techniques for managing performance anxiety. Speaking with confidence despite nervousness is a skill that can be developed through practice and specific techniques. Deep breathing exercises, visualization, and positive self-talk can all help manage pre-performance anxiety. Remember that some nervousness is normal and can actually enhance your performance by keeping you alert and focused. The key is not to eliminate nervousness entirely but to channel it productively. Building relationships and networks. Executive presence extends beyond individual performance to include your ability to build and maintain professional relationships. Leaders with strong presence understand that success often depends on the strength of their networks and the quality of their relationships. Authentic relationship building. Authentic relationships are built on mutual respect and genuine interest in others' success. Leaders with executive presence invest time in understanding their colleagues, team members, and stakeholders as individuals, not just as professional contacts. Building executive presence in relationships requires consistency between your public and private interactions. People should experience the same level of professionalism and respect whether they're meeting with you one-on-one or observing you in group settings. Strategic networking. Networking for leaders with executive presence goes beyond collecting business cards or LinkedIn connections. It involves building mutually beneficial relationships where you can both provide value and seek support when needed. Focus on quality over quantity in your professional relationships. Developing meaningful professional connections takes time and effort, but these relationships often prove invaluable for career advancement and organizational success. Practical steps for immediate improvement. Developing executive presence is a gradual process, but there are specific actions you can take to begin seeing improvements immediately. Daily practices. Start each day with intention about how you want to show up as a leader. This might involve taking a few minutes to center yourself, reviewing your key priorities, and setting an intention for your interactions throughout the day. Practice mindful communication by giving your full attention to each conversation. Put away devices, make eye contact, and focus on truly understanding what others are telling you. Seeking feedback and continuous improvement. Regularly ask for specific feedback about your leadership presence. Rather than asking general questions like "How am I doing?" ask targeted questions about specific behaviors or situations. Consider working with a leadership coach or joining a professional development program focused on executive presence. External perspectives can provide valuable insights that might be difficult to see on your own. Common pitfalls to avoid. As you work to develop executive presence, be aware of common mistakes that can undermine your efforts. One of the most significant pitfalls is trying to imitate someone else's leadership style rather than developing your authentic presence. Authenticity is crucial for sustainable executive presence. Attempting to be someone you're not will eventually be exposed and can damage your credibility. Instead, focus on developing the best version of yourself as a leader. Another common mistake is focusing too heavily on one aspect of executive presence while neglecting others. Remember that appearance, communication, and gravitas must work together to create a compelling leadership presence. Conclusion. Developing executive presence is an ongoing journey that requires self-awareness, continuous learning, and consistent practice. It's not about perfection but about authentic leadership that inspires confidence and respect in others. The investment in developing your executive presence pays dividends throughout your career. Leaders with strong presence are more likely to be chosen for high visibility assignments, promoted to senior roles, and trusted with critical organizational decisions. Start where you are, use what you have, and commit to continuous improvement. Executive presence is not reserved for those born with natural charisma, it's a set of learnable skills that anyone can develop with dedication and practice. Remember that your executive presence should reflect your values and leadership philosophy. The goal is not to become someone else but to become the most effective version of yourself as a leader. With time, practice, and commitment, you can develop the kind of presence that opens doors, inspires teams, and drives organizational success.